Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat at 7.62 and a half is up 3 3/4. No trade in the May contract. May wheat in Chicago, $7 and a quarter, up 3 1/2. July, 7.09 and a half, up 5 1/4. May soybeans are 15.06 and a half, up 18 1/4. July, 14.07, up 8, and November at 12.08 3/4, up 3 1/4. May soybean meal, 452.60, up 8.30. July, 411.40, up 4, now 30, up 4.50. May soybean oil, 49.21, up 4. July, 49.14, down 9. May corn, 7.06, up 18 1/4. July, 651.5, up 15 1/4. And December at 537, up 7 1/2. June live cattle, 121.10, up 65. May feeders, 135.80, up 42 1/2. And May lean hogs are 91.75, and they are down 25.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
The weather rally is still intact to some degree, although there is a planting window this week, Monday through Thursday. Evidently, a lot of corn will go in the ground, and then we'll see after that. Temperatures still quite cold in Minnesota. Ground temperatures, some 40s and 50s. We're not really great planting the further north you go yet. USDA this afternoon may be likely to come up with a number of 30% planted, give or take a bit, against an average nationwide that's well over 50. Is there a weather market still in place in your mindset? And if so, where could corn go in the next 2 weeks?
Well, I think it's, a news item, yes. I think it's going to keep the market quite choppy more than anything. A big rally going, get the big players in on the buy side. I feel the news has to be a little bit more bullish for a little bit longer period of time by, keeping the planning progress at a snail's pace going to end of the month. That would give reason to bring in a little bit more money on the buy side or some long coverage. In the meantime, I think it's going to give the market the opportunity here today to test the moving averages and downtrend line here at this 540 area. If we get through that, maybe we can get up to 5.5. To go much higher than 5.5, we're going to have to see, extended planting concerns a little bit longer term. I think 30% of the nation might be a little bit rich, but there are guys that are going to be done here this week, and others not have turned a wheel yet. So it's going to be a report that's going to have a lot of variance from area to area, so we'll see what they come up with. Probably the more positive factor than the weather on the new crop is old crop supplies continue to remain tight. We're looking at a situation where the maize go off the board here tomorrow, and we're looking at corn carrying a 50-60 cent premium in the May versus the July. In the beans, you're looking at a dollar difference there, indicating that this old crop, is still relatively tight, and that's going to be a supportive factor as we go in this fall, from the point that end users are going to be eager to get some inventory.
So is this just a continued bull spreading opportunity where we'll continue to sell the back end and push those December and November harvest months down even further?
Well, for now, it's more of the buy in the front. Yeah, you can work the bull spread here for a while. We feel basis is going to remain somewhat firm. That doesn't mean we're going to go sharply higher, but the bull spread is going to hold intact in here. And it's going to correct, too, because end users are going to take downtime or find alternative sources if it's available. So that's going to be a feature here as we at least go into June, first part of July.
There's a number we didn't report last week, but we just have to say on air because it is shocking after the years that we've had. We've had very good years in the last several years, mostly because of weather. But USDA has basis-adjusted on-farm price for corn for $4.30 to $5.10 September 1 of 13 through August 30th of 14. The risk is clearly to the downside, and producers need to protect themselves, it seems to me.
Well, that's the fear from a producer's point of view, is lower prices or else no yields at all. Those are the two fears. But, yeah, that's the thing when you start pencil in $4 versus $5 or $6, it hurts the old cash flow quite a bit. Even though you'll have more, hopefully you'll have more bushels to market, it's not very encouraging to receive lower prices. So instead of panicking and selling and marking a lot of grain you might not have, or if you want to shop around for the best bid this fall or next winter, we've been putting in some price floors using a paper position hedge strategy to give you the flexibility of being open on the number of bushels market, but have the downside protection, and more importantly, be able to shop around for the highest bids as we move on down the road. I think that's going to add to your bottom line quite a bit, along with staying open on basis. We feel basis is going to firm up. That not necessarily market's going to go up, but the basis is going to firm up. And that's going to more than pay for some type of paper position here to protect your downside.
The other number that needs to be mentioned off the report is if you add up demand, I think the USDA is saying we're going to have 1.8 billion bushels more demand next year than we have right now. Even though if you look beyond, really dig into the numbers, you see a big chunk of that is not coming back in the export market. I think about 200 million bushels still not in the export market off of the February report that we saw from OMB, but yet a carryover over 2 billion bushels, even with that extra demand?
Well, that's the biggest fear I have is what you said there, demand. When you analyze the numbers, they're looking for exports to not quite double, but increase over 500 million bushels. The only way you're going to increase exports is to have prices lower. Corn exports, we've lost world market share. If we get back over a billion bushel, I'd be grateful on corn exports. The other part of the equation there is feed demand. Feed demand, they've got going up over a billion bushels. Now, I know better. I've been around longer than most people that feed demand's miscellaneous category, but if you're looking at true feed demand going up a billion bushel, where's all this livestock going to come from? Because the reproductive cycle of cattle is not fast enough. I know poultry's pretty good. I know rabbits even faster. But it's awful hard to increase true feed demand by a billion bushels.
It's that gerbil population.
You got me there, Dave. But it's awful hard to increase true feed demand by that much. Producers aren't geared up to that. The cash flow requirement, you're not going to see that much expansion. So the fear is that demand might not increase that much. In fact, instead of a 2 billion bushel carryout, it might be closer to 2.4 billion bushel carryout if we don't lose acres, and if we don't lose more yield.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave. Bye.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July wheat in Chicago, 714.5, up 10.25, now 10 even. May corn at 712, up 24.25. July, 654.25, up 18. And December at 538.25, up 8.75. May soybeans, 1506.5, up 18.25. July, 1408.5, up 9.5. And November at 1210, now 1211, even, up 5.5. May soybean meal, 453.50, up 9.20. July, 412.20, up 5.40. May soybean oil 49.21, up 4. And July at 49.22, down 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.